Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, wherever time it is. This is 5 Minute Motivation coming to you live with I am Patrick Giarelli with my sidekick and man in crimes. We're on with that. Brian Donovan, he's really the brains of the operation. He usually does this beginning part, but I found I wanted to do it too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess. So, anyway, smartest thing we could possibly say is that, you know what, we are taking things that you have seen. You've seen them all over. You saw them on your high school teacher's blackboard. Marker board. You see them on your social media, your Instagram. There's a little blurb. Somebody puts up a blurb, a quote. Maybe it's motivational. It's driven. But a lot of times it's just a sentence. Right. So, I mean, OK, cool sentence. And that sentence might provoke thought. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give you 5 minutes of just wide open thought from two guys who have kind of been around the block a little bit. We've seen a little bit of pain, a little bit of struggle, a little bit of adversity, not to compare with others. But we think we have something of 5 minutes of motivation to share.
Yeah.
So that's basically all we can hope is that you will gain something from it. And I will probably go back to giving Brian the top part. But maybe as time goes on, we'll take a vote. I'll do one. You'll do one. We'll see what the viewers. They would not be viewers.
Yeah. Eventually, they'll be viewers when we start live streaming. But I think it was beautiful. I think
It
was great. I think you're a champion.
Champion. So that being said, a champion basically gonna dump an amazing quote right here, right now. And I'm only even thinking curious if we've ever actually used this one before, but I don't know if we ever actually have. But if we have, then what we'll do then is we'll take that one and this one, and we'll do a mashup. Holy crap.
Like Rihanna and JFK.
That seems like something that I've heard of. All right, 5 minutes.
When Pat says he's going to dump the quote, he's got a big quote in a big wheelbarrow, and he's dumping it on your front lawn. He's not shitting on your porch.
Yeah, no. More like dump truck.
Dump truck.
But I could, wheelbarrow's cool too. I used a wheelbarrow yesterday.
Big information that he's dumping on your front yard, not shitting on your porch.
Totally.
He wouldn't do that to you.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. Take over God, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
Alright, here we go. Are you ready? To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist, that is all. Oscar Wilde. What an amazing quote. Amazing quote, amazing depth to that quote. I'm about to cover a lot in a couple seconds here. So I say this all the time, I guess, to friends and family, is you got to get up. You got to go do things, okay? So my joke is that my wife and I have nice couches, okay? I remember when we bought them, they're pretty nice. They're pretty comfy, too. But life doesn't walk through my front door and find me on my couches very often. Life and experiences and to live takes me out of my house, takes me into my car, and takes me to different places and different environments and different countries and different experiences and ball games. And you know what? So that being said, and he doesn't know this is coming, so I'm about to give you an anecdotal situation based on my co-host, Mr. Brian Donovan.
Aww.
Which is the fact that last week he decided to live a little. Him and I have been great friends and acquaintances for a long time. We have shared lots of ideas and rallied lots of ideas. We have done some things. We have not done some things. But last week, he said, I'm going to go do stand-up comedy. Okay? He rallied up his inner gut, his intestinal fortitude. He decided that he was going to go live life, not just merely exist. So he took it downtown. He went to an open mic. He had his wife record him. The shit was hilarious. His opening was to die for. I mean, I was laughing really hard, really quick, which I think is probably a good sign, certainly what you're looking for. But, you know, he could have just sat around the house that night, eating Doritos, playing video games, a theme, by the way. And I do eat Doritos from time to time. But if you listen to these, I'm going to often talk about Doritos and video games. He could have sat around the house doing nothing, not getting intrinsically fulfilled, not living outwardly in his experiences, trying new things, doing new things, living life in the rarest way. So that's what he did. He grabbed the bull by the horns. He refused to just exist. And he was going to go add some more levels, some more layers, some more life to his life. So I commend you for that. And I think that that quote coincided pretty good to your real life.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it was a strange week last week. Just so many things started falling into place. And it really definitely accentuated what we've talked about recently with regards to patience and waiting for things to happen. But also, as great as that moment was, and thank you for the positive feedback, as great as that moment was, there was a tiny little tinge of, man, I should have done this earlier.
Oh, of course, right?
I've wanted to do that for so long. Sure. And so don't let that happen to you. As soon as you have this little inkling that you might love something or you might be good at something, or man, that might be a great place to go, whether that's a physical place or a metaphysical place, go there.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me of, I think there are two opportunities to live life like you just suggested, as opposed to just existing. It's in the things that you do and the places that you go. If you have the financial means to go and explore and visit different places, there is nothing like a new environment and a new atmosphere, seeing new things, meeting new people to just make you feel like you're on top of the world. Technically, because it's round, you're always on top of the world. But if you're in a different place, a different geographical location, that can be so inspiring. Granted, there are shitty places.
Sure.
You know, you can,
that can sometimes be aspiring too.
Totally in a different way. But if you've always wanted to go to the northeast, and you've always wanted to go to New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, go there. It is amazing. If you've always wanted to go to the Pacific Northwest, there are some unbelievable sights and vistas in those two places. Even, you know, anywhere in the country, we've got an amazing country here.
Absolutely.
There are some amazing places in this universe to explore and visit that will make you think differently and make you think more deeply about your life and inspire you like nothing else can. So if you have the financial means, you have to go do that. But if you don't have the financial means at this very moment, there are things you can do in your everyday life to get the same effect.
Yes.
In very small, easily digestible little bits.
Yeah.
That you can find in your everyday life to get the same effect. And I challenge you to go seek those out and to do them. If you have interest in doing something new and something interesting, something that you think you might like, do not wait. Life is short and life is also long. So if you do it now, you can spend just that much more time enjoying it as opposed to thinking about it as a hypothetical situation. Just get out there and fucking do it.
Do it. Do it. Go live life.
Go live it, guys. And live well. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Be a good person.
Easy.
Go out there, smile at people, engage people. We're all connected now. We're all connected through our phones and through social media accounts more than ever. But before that, we were connected as neighbors and just as cohabitants of our neighborhoods and this country and this earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you go out there and you spread a little joy and love and you smile at people and you engage them, compliment their shoes, you can have an exponentially powerful effect.
Yes.
On how this world runs. And it starts with you. It starts right there in your day-to-day life.
Stealing this from Apple, we have more alike, my friends, than we have different. Go do it.
Bye, guys.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above, I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take over. We gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gon' fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
So here, I gotta leave. But you got something to read. But I got something to tell you. Cause so I said so.